The future works. Looking back from 2030, most of what I remember of 2023 was how difficult it was. I don't think it's always the right people that get to shape how events are remembered. Often it seems to be the most powerful or those who speak the loudest that get to have their version published. But I believe that all of our stories are important. They all have power. Where there are many stories, there are many truths and many possibilities. If we really want to understand where we came from and where we're going, we have to be able to hold these many stories, truths, and possibilities all at once. And so, this is how I remember it. This is my story. It's a story of how we collectively turned things around, how we came together to reimagine and then begin to build a better future for Coventry and beyond. And it all begins 6 years ago, at the cathedral, on the 18th of January 2024. If we look back, we can see that this gathering, when we set aside our differences and rolled up our sleeves, was key to the wider community coming back together. There was something about that day, a certain determination and optimism. We never really gathered like that or with that shared purpose before. And somehow, just being together with a job to do seemed to unlock so much. Things looked somehow different. We could see that what was needed would take all of us working collectively to achieve. We found that we could set old disagreements aside and with everyone working together, there was a kind of, well, the only way I can really describe it is this feeling of hopeful invincibility. We saw how things could be. We got fired up about playing a part in making things better. And when we talked together about why, in reality, things weren't already the way we had imagined, we got to see from other people's perspectives. And we realised that actually there were a lot of small things we could do that might really help transform things for others in the conversation. I guess you could say that we were envisioning the world we actually all wanted to live in. One where we could work together to uplift everyone and dissolve divisions, using arts and culture to help others in our communities to also imagine and grow hope and agency. To change things. That first gathering was such a powerful way to remind us of the impact of creating stories that really resonate. Stories that explore alternative futures or hint at different ways of being and doing. Stories that create a sense of longing for something wonderful and the motivation to realise it. In our collective imagining, we became bold, hopeful, and purposeful once again. The ideas that we began to generate together at the cathedral helped to give the city a structure when it needed it the most. To give the region a way forward that was centred on permanent, positive change. This work allowed us to refresh the cultural strategy collectively in a way that was appropriate to the times, and that recognised and built on but was not held back by where we had been. Because the cultural sector began to feel valued again, in a way that it hadn't really experienced for a while, it became much more confident and ambitious. Having talked face to face with the artists, the decision makers, universities and business leaders understood much more about both the value and the fragility of the sector, and about the power of arts and culture in making material change in people's lives. Ideas about the ways that threading cultural activity through all aspects of civic life could unite people and amplify gains made much more sense. Because the dialogue was collaborative and ongoing. People were able to see for themselves why the arts were so effective in helping tackle inequality and improve outcomes. And some truly brave and amazing work arose out of these new and well-resourced cross-sector collaborations. The change in government meant changes to what was valued in education and to the speed of action to tackle the climate emergency. We'd had a bit of a head start on this, and so the numbers of young people choosing to study creative and practical subjects began to climb steadily across the region. Arts and culture connected people, helped share stories and ideas, and inspired a welcome increase in actions to phase out carbon and to cultivate green spaces for biodiversity and for food. I think this is also when the idea of transforming the Ring Road into an elevated park really began to gain traction. New university courses popped up. Graduates chose to stay on and settle in the area because the creative facilities were accessible, connected and increasing. Artist networks were strong and welcoming, and the critical mass of cultural activity made Coventry and the surrounding area an attractive place to live, study and work. Ordinary people across the region began to place a much higher value on arts and cultural activity. And, well before the 9 recommendations of the original Citizens' Assembly had been delivered, towns and cities from all over the world were visiting to find out how they could also engage residents in this kind of deliberative cultural democracy. The work we began on that day at the beginning of 2024 was pivotal in all of this, in making the city ambitious again. It helped us heal and helped us move on. It was a day we collectively took back control of the narrative and worked joyfully together to both reimagine our story and to decide how we wanted to